What's happening, man? How you doing today, Ken?
I'm doing real great. I'd just like to say, if anybody's out there listening that we should happen to know, I'd like to just say hello to you, and I hope you're having a great evening.
Oh, yeah, man. We are. We're going to have it. I wish the best to everybody out there, too. That was 50 Cent from his new single called Get Up, from his new album. The single's called Get Up, and love that music. I can't wait till the album to drop, man. I really can't wait till it drops. Yep, everything banging pretty good. Can't complain too much, man. It's just cold as all dickens up here in the C-Town. It is freezing, and it's about to get colder, man. Ooh-wee. I appreciate the gift today, Ken, the little the Carhartt hat, brother, because I definitely need it. And I you see I had my hand reached out for it, too, as soon as you... So as you brung it to me, brother, without a doubt. And for you guys don't know, Ken is sitting here munching on a nice warm bowl of chili. How is the chili, Ken?
Real good. It's actually spiritual.
Without a doubt. Listen up. We're gonna get into. I got a question. I'm gonna hit the question out there. Because I don't know if people, I do, I think about it. And I don't know if people actually think about this or not. But the question that I have is, do you ever think, what do you owe God? You know, what do you owe the universe? Have you ever just sat there driving down the road and pondered to yourself, thought, whatever the situation may be, is what do I owe God? Now, I hear a lot of people, they'll get to cracking their miles off, and they'll say, well, you know, I think, well, God owes me this, or the universe owes me that. And, you know, my opinion to it and my statement would be, Ken, the universe don't owe you nothing. I mean, you get stuff, and you have things happen to you, and you have things that you attract due to the laws that were set up by universe, by God. You know, those are the things of why you get certain things. Excuse me, I got the hiccup. That's why... He's eating chili, and I'm eating ice cream. Now, that's a hell of a fine combo. But anyway, I just, you know, and that's something that I want to put out there to anybody that's listening out there, is if you ever thought, is what do you owe God? What do you owe universe? What do you owe infinite intelligence? What do you owe? I mean, I got some things that come to mind to me that I would say, you know what I'm saying, and you want to hear them?
Yes, I do.
Then hear how they go. This is how they go. The first thing comes to mind to me, the first thing comes to my heart would be the fact of that I owe God my best of whatever I do. I owe to put my foot in whatever I do, to give it my all. That's just it. And I owe God, and I think to me it would be most pleasing to universe for me to achieve all that I desire to achieve. So, instead of me saying I owe myself, I would say I owe. It's like I look at universe and God as being a coach. I look at it. As many a day go by that I reach back and think about my coaches going up through my scholastic days and the coaches that stuck with me the most, I look back at that. And I pull on that. Days that I'm not feeling that well, days that I'm not, I mean, I put myself right back into that time where, you know what, I'm not giving up, I'm giving it my all. Because when you do that and it's fourth quarter and everybody's huffing and puffing, you ain't mad that the man made you run, you know, 5 100-yard sprints or 5 100-yard ladders, or you had to run heels until your calves, to your quads, to your hamstrings were burning till you couldn't breathe. You know, now you're saying, you know what? I got the win. I got the gas. But what I see from that is that I just see giving it your best, giving it no matter what you do, no matter what you do. You know, and I don't get into all of that. Well, this is right and this is wrong. Man, I don't get into that shit. That's not part. Universe is non-partial. It's neutral. So anybody out there telling you, well, you know, that's a wrong thing to do, you know, that's the wrong thing for them to say, because there's no right, wrong universe. There's proper, improper. the stuff that for you. You know what I mean? For your reality. But I that's the first thing that come to mind to me, man, is that I owe it. See, I hear a lot of people say, and I listen to commercials and I listen to different interviews, and you know, you hear people put their wives first or their husbands first. Well, I owe my husband, I owe my wife, and you know, why are you doing that? I'm doing it for my wife. But I rarely hear somebody say, I'm doing it for myself. Me. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me first. Everybody else comes second. You know, like I hear people say, well, you know, I work for my kids. Man, I ain't working for my kids. I'm working for me to give to my kids. I'm not working for them. To me, that doesn't even sound right to even, you know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of times, like for me, myself, if I'm giving or doing something to give something away, I'm doing it because it pleases me to see someone or the people that I attract around me, and hopefully
right.
They're sure. But I have a sense where I think the God is built up in each one of our souls and our bodies or something, and we have to, I respect the fact that there is a God, and I do the best
right.
for me,
right.
you know, just,
right.
not just to just say please God, but when I do that, the best for me,
right.
I hope that my intentions are truly pure,
right?
No bullshit, you know, and that's where the exchange of the hardness sometimes comes in, because a lot of people don't want you to do something that's pure. They want you to give them some bullshit or...
Right.
Because
right.
there is so many people out here full of shit.
Right, right. Well, that is something that, you know, the older you get, the longer you're around, whether you're out in the street hustling, whether you're in a job hustling, when you're in a corporation or a corporate position hustling, you see that, you know, a person's the integrity, their willingness to engage in proper business transactions, man, that's damn near null and void. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, when I say that, is that, first of all, when I wake up in the mornings, man, I give thanks to universe, God, infinite intelligence. I give thanks for the system that it created. This whole, every single thing, this whole system, laws, our bodies, this ever-changing universe, these things, and then I, you know what? I give credit and I give gratitude to the fact of the cloaking devices that universe puts in. These illusions that are put in for us to learn our lessons. And to me, you know, I mean, it's just a breath of fresh air to say, you know what? What lesson am I going to learn today? What am I going to see, and what am I going to conquer today? What am I going to master today? You know what I mean? And look at it. And that's how I handle. You know, when people say, well, you know, you had some adversities, I look at them as challenges. Well, you know, you had some problems, I look at them as challenges.
Well, I just,
you know,
feel like for my adversities, I just exchange one thing to another. And I hope that in that exchange, that it's always something that's going to be pleasing to me. But not always it happens that way. But I try to take the best out of even the worst
right.
situation
right.
that comes my way.
Right. I mean, yeah.
No,
I mean,
and don't
yeah.
let it tear me down. But I truly appreciate, you know, every living moment that I have.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
You know,
oh yeah.
Whether it's, you know, you say the universe or God, I believe that, you know, this right now, you know, I'm looking at things in a whole different light. So, I mean, it's common, and I see things a lot different.
Right.
Than I normally have.
Well, some of your circumstances have changed, and that's probably why you're seeing them as a different. You're seeing some things in a different light. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the country and a lot of the world are seeing things in a different light at this moment. But here is the whole clue to it all: we place no blame. We're going to take responsibility. See, I don't place blame on GM. If there's a lack of finances in my bank account, that wouldn't be proper for me to do. I don't place it on, you know, somebody else. The responsibility is mine, and I know I created my reality, and I'm happy with my reality, and I know you're happy with your reality. We know we have some twigging we got to do, You know what I mean? Like anybody, like anything else. I mean, you know, it's like making a bowl of chili. You know what I mean? You can make it one day one way. You can, you know what I mean? But we know that there's some tweaking that we got to do. There's some little fine tuning that we got to do. But me, I look at it like this, man. Even dealing with the law of attraction, I attracted everything at this moment. Right here in the studio, at this moment, I attracted every single thing that is going on now that has happened to me. I've attracted it. I have manifested it. First in my mind, my mouth.
Like that,
you know,
that
what I mean?
Ice cream that you're eating. I know before you went and got it, you had in your mouth, those taste buds had a taste for that butter pecan that you're eating there.
Butter pecan, baby, butter pecan. I'm going to tell you how it happened first. I had the thought, baby, then I manifested it. I needed to pull out that money. I need to pay for my two scoops, $3.89. I gave her a $5 bill. That's $1.11 change. And I walked out like a happy camper. What's up? Well, I knew, but you're right. Excuse me, I don't mean to be eating on the air, but it was so good. But basically, yes. And that's basically how we manifest everything else, dude. That was a thought. What happened with the thought? We backed it with an action. I turned that Denali right into the mall. What did I do? Ice cream wasn't coming out the ice cream store. I had to go in that store. What did I have to do at that? Did I have to have a dynamic exchange? People weren't giving me two scoops free.
Yes, sir. And just basically out here, if everybody listening, you have to live that way. You have to abide by certain things, and you have to get up and do certain things.
Yes, sir.
I mean, even if you're having a problem, the problem never corrects itself unless you get up. And that's the God in you and the God that makes you great. And you see, hear about great people. They just didn't do great things because they sat around. They got up and did something about it. Everyone, I don't know if they had a potential to be great or be, you know, a superstar,
right,
or a great baseball player or something.
Right.
But the role that you're in, if you're great at it, you know, you have satisfied someone's life. If you truly are positive and pure, you've touched someone and it's been great. So you don't have to have a million people following after you to feel great.
No. That is a good point. But the majority of the people that are successful, and I call myself successful, majority of people, the more that I move my ego out of the way and I let my soul do its intention, then everything follows into suit. And that's what I call synchronicity. Excuse me. Right, synchronicity. That's what I call that. Synchrodestiny is following your actual soul's destiny. And when you do that, things happen in an expedient way. Meeting people, circumstances, events, all those things start popping in. See, and most people, when they hit those ruts, because they're not on a path. See, it's easier. It's easier for you. It's so funny. Deepak talks about it. Fred Dyer talks about it. You know, I know Deepak for sure. I believe Fred Dyer talks about it, too. And any other metaphysical book that you can get out here that the authors definitely know something about how these laws operate, you can expedite what you need to do by just following your soul's path. What I mean by that is not just your personal desire. You may have a desire to be this, but your soul, when you reincarnated back, you had a lesson to learn, but you have a soul's purpose. You know what I mean? And then a lot of people, most of society, they don't know what their soul's purposes are. People that are in touch with their soul's purpose, those are the people that miraculous things happen in their lives. Those are the people that they have the Midas touch with everything. Those are the Bill Gates, the Michael Jordans. You know what I mean? Those are the 50 Cents. Those are the Oprah Winfreys. You know, those are those type of people. Donald Trumps. Those are those type of people. They tell you, I move out the way, man, and let my soul do the thing. You know what I mean? And that's really it in a nutshell. You know what I mean? And then at the same time, you know, it's studying and learning your craft. You know, whatever you decide to do. And, you know, it's like you said, you know, you can be doing something or in a field at this moment. And me and you, Ken, we talked about it because we always like to set up different projects and different things that we want to do and we want to start up. And it's like, you know, we don't make, you know, just to, so we don't make between ourselves anything stagnant. So I actually told him, I said, you know what, dude, let's come up by Friday, and let's come up with an idea, whether we're starting a new company, whether we're going to manufacture a product, whether we're going to create one, but let's sit down and let's say, what area are we going to go around? Well, then, what did I tell you, today? I said, you know what, now you had yours, and I had mine, but mine was the fact of, let's stay around what my expertise is for me. Let me stay around that. So my expertise is dealing with the automotive side, the technical side. That's what I do. I do drivability. I do computer diagnostics. What can I do that will create a new product or a new avenue or, you know, a new mindset dealing with that? So that's kind of what I'll be floating around for the next month or so. You know what I mean? Of what it is that I can do, that this is what I've been studying all of the years. This is what I've been working on hands-on. You know, this is what I'm good at. This is what I would even say I'm great at doing. So with that, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what was going on. But I put that out there because, you know, we do different things like that often. You know, we often do. Excuse me. So we often do. Well, pecan got stuck in my throat, Big Daddy. You know, I'm saying this, that organic pecan. Anyway, so with that, I also want to get into the fact of dealing with, you know, with the attraction part, and not jumping over before I handle this part. You know, even dealing with, you saying, what did you say? You said something about touching, about being the best that you can be and touching
someone else, other people's lives.
Oh yeah, I mean, okay.
If we just have what we call a simple role, and there's a lot of people. Well, I mean, we. Everybody can be a Jordan or a superstar, but you are that in your own right.
Yes.
And that's what I meant by that.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
If you're a good person, and I don't have to go around and judge anybody to say what's good or bad, but if you do things with pure intention, pureness in your heart and your, I mean, everyone, you'll attract, people will cling to you, and you'll know it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, without doubt.
No one can say, I mean, there's always going to be someone that's going to have something negative to say about you or do to you.
Right.
But when you know that you're doing the right thing within your soul, no one can touch you.
No. Plus you get the backing of universe, too. See, that's the thing there. When it comes down with, man, it's just following within that path, following within those laws of what is going to be most pleasing to universe. See, we gotta, when people look at that, I mean, I could sit here and tell you some things that I've seen with my own eyes, and you would say, Jim, you got to be joking. Well, you know, but a lot of people, man, that this is something new to them. They're feeling some experiences. Man, if I tell you, you know, you hear a lot of people, you know, they say that, man, if I tell you what I've seen and tell you how it is, and sometimes what we try to do is we try to cakewalk into some of these circumstances, some of these events in talking because, you know, you don't want to say, man, you got to be joking. No, I'm not joking. I mean, if I told you that they were, you know, record keepers that were there keeping your Akashic records, would you believe it? Would I tell you that your spiritual guides hang over your left shoulder and they shapeshift? You know, would the average person believe that? What do you mean, man? What do you mean I'm by myself? There's no individual by themselves.
No, right.
There's no individual walking
but
by
not,
themselves.
Not cutting you off. I was just thinking about a thought.
Yeah.
There's a little situation that I've encountered in the past week or so.
Right.
And that just out of, like, the respect, just like you said, do you often wonder what God expects from you? But out of just yourself, if you have something that you need to do,
right,
and it affects other people's lives,
yes,
and you slight it, you... you honestly need to take care of that problem or that situation and not put the blame on anybody else for your shortcomings.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of us do that, you know. I mean, we have things that's going on in our lives, and it's not just like I wanted to, but we make choices to do certain things.
Right.
And then when they don't really feel good for us,
right,
you want to put the blame and say, well, you know, it's partially his fault.
Right.
If he had a did it this way,
right,
or she would have did it this way,
right,
then I wouldn't really be having these problems or...
Well, you're talking about a lot of people coming on the other side doing a whole bunch of armchair quarterbacking, but ain't really ready to engage. I mean, is it something in that category? But now, let me ask you this question, too. Basically, if I'm getting what you're saying, is that people, when you know that you have, and we've been in situations where there have been high levels of responsibilities, high levels of responsibilities, families upon families, that's like the owner of a big corporation. You own a corporation, you know you have to take care of those finances, those funds, the investments, not short somebody. We ain't talking like Enron, where these people just didn't give a flat damn about taking people's life savings and blowing it on yachts and strip parties and just didn't care about it. I mean, literally didn't care about it. These people vested money, their lives. And these people wasn't spring chickens, man. You know what I mean? So it ain't like they go, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that person can't recoup, but geez almighty. But what I'm saying is that taking responsibility for those things and doing something about them. I mean, is, you know what I mean? Not pointing the finger, but stepping up. Stepping up as a person. And I'm understanding that. And not getting used, but just stepping up. Yeah, a lot of people don't. A lot of people, it's a comfortable thing. It's like, you know, you hear people talk about, oh, man, you know, that quarterback sucked, that quarterback dude. The average person said that, excuse my language and my gestures, but an average person said they couldn't hold a quarterback's jockstrap. Couldn't hold it, man. Couldn't hold it. You couldn't even take a snap behind center and check off three receivers and throw with 280-pound people bearing on you. You understand me? And sit back there and say, you know, this really ain't nothing. And he couldn't do it. Or a person, in my case, I play baseball. And for a person to sit there and throw 90-plus mile an hour at you, dude, whether it's at you or at the plate, for you to even see it, to even say, I can do that. Or that guy sucks because he struck out three times with a guy throwing 98 mile an hour. That's a whole bunch of armchair quarterback. Well, who willing to put on the cup, pick up the bat, put the helmet on and the cleats and stand up in there, dude, and kick some dirt? How many folk willing to do that? See, the folk willing to do it is pretty much living free. What I mean by that, they're living at that edge to go do it. How many people would say, I wouldn't do it? They talk a good game, but they're not necessarily doing it. See, let me say this, too. There's a mindset with that, man. And there is a millionaire's mindset. Now, this is off of a book that I'm reading now. And I'll just go over a couple things, and you tell me what you think about these things, and we'll talk about them. This is a millionaire's mindset. When something doesn't work, they don't view it as a failure so much as an opportunity to learn how not to behave so that during the next effort, they are successful. So if they don't look at a situation, and I find myself doing that every single time, I don't look at a situation and say, you know what, man, that was a mistake. I look at it as, this is a learning lesson. Let me spin it around. Let me see what I can learn from it. You know what I mean? Now, here's the next one. And be free to engage when you want to. They do not give up even before they have started. Now, the third one. They use their money wisely. Okay, well, I think that's bringing in the situation today. A lot of people automatically are starting to, well, I can't say a lot. Well, I can say a lot of people are. There's still people out there with habits that are still doing some things, too. They take responsibility for what happens in their life and do not believe that things happen by chance. Now, that statement alone there, if a person can digest that statement, they're on their way to prosperity. Because,
well, I believe indefinitely that, because even accepting the good and the bad, if we live up to our expectations and do everything that we're supposed to do, a lot of our shortcomings would never happen. They would never, ever happen.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I agree with it, but I disagree at the same time too. Now let me say this. I'm gonna go back over that because it's very important. It's so very important. Now check it out. They take responsibility for what happens in their life. And we talked about that earlier. They take responsibility. No blame. If a guy put a 45 to your dome and robbed you for 2 G's, don't blame the guy that put the 45 to your dome. You don't even blame yourself. You take responsibility for the action. Now, if you got to go put 3 rounds in his ass, go put 3 rounds in him. But the whole point about it is at that time, don't say, oh, woe is me, oh, this, oh, that. No, I'm responsible for this action at this, because whatever I did in the past, I set the seed for this to happen. Now, if you got that mindset, you can walk past majority of society. Now, this is the second part. And do not believe that things happen by chance. That means there's no coincidence. There is no chance. If anybody names those things, if anything that happens in their life, that means you have not recognized a law behind it. That's all that means. So that statement is one of the most truest statements that you can, and if you feel that within your heart and soul, then you're on your way to understanding how the laws of attraction work. When you see something that not necessarily is, you would say, what you wanted, it doesn't mean that it's not for your best benefit. It means that, let's say you get something, and you say, man, that's not what I asked for, universe. Wait a minute. Very important, even before I forget this. When you do state your desires to universe, you must, please, if you don't do anything else, you must end your meditation or your prayer or your intention with or something better. Because that opens up a larger frame for universe to work in. If you say, you know what, I want this, and that's it. You can create some things to yourself that might not be most favorable for you. You'll get what you're asking for, but it might not be in the direction or, you know, the way that you want it. You may lose a ton just to get that. So let me put the insurance policy on the back end of that. That's very important. A lot of people don't tell you that. Now, let me go to the next one, and you tell me what you think about it. But I even say that other one again. They take responsibility for what happens in their life. We often talk about that between ourselves. We do that. Can't blame. If you don't have $5 in your pocket, don't blame Mr. John for that shit, because it ain't happening. If you go back 2 weeks ago, you can probably find your $5 somewhere. You blew it on a pack of cigarettes, a six-pack. You blew it on a lottery ticket. You blew it giving it away to somebody when you needed to keep it for yourself. You know, you pissed it off doing something. You know what I mean? Something. So think about it. They take responsibility for what happens in their life, but do not believe that things happen for a chance. Got to put a check mark by that one, because that's the king of it, baby. The next one. They have respect for others and will enlist help from others to ensure the success of the endeavor. Now, this is where I'm imbalanced. I'm imbalanced because I don't want to accept favors. I'm not a great person to accept favors from you. And that basically throws off my internal balances. With that, I have a problem sometimes being clairvoyant. A lot of your third eye, a lot of your brow chakra is diminished from you not accepting gifts. That's part of the dynamic exchange, too. I mean, we often talk about that. If a person, I just had a reflexology session done to balance my chakras. And the woman, and once again, her name is Anita, and I have a website for her coming up. And she's excellent in alternative medicine. She works in a clinic, and she's excellent with herbs. She's excellent with oils. She's excellent with, you know, what she does, which is the reflexology. And she gave me a gift. And the gift was, Jim, this is free to you. I said, well, Anita, how much is it? She said, well, it's roughly $70. Well, I gave her $80. I said, Nita, I got to give you something because I know you, you know, I'm thinking. But at the same time, I messed up and it was improper for me as far as a dynamic exchange with universe because this gift was given to me. I didn't accept the gift. See, I needed to accept that gift instead of taking responsibility for what came out that woman's mouth. What came out that woman's mouth was the, and then what happened was her husband that came in, and her husband said, the snowblower just broke. We threw a belt on it, or the driver broke on it. So I'm talking to him about it because when I pulled up, the motor, the Briggs & Stratton motor that was on it seemed to be running fine. I didn't detect the miss of the motor, so I was asking what happened. So, you know, that was playing in my mind, too. You know what I mean? And, you know, they're out there, you know, doing the driveways with, you know, another bad snow. But at the same time, what should have happened was I should have took the gift. And I thought about it. You know what I mean? Because what did I throw off by doing so? You know what I mean? Yeah, she took the money because she understands too. But at the same time, I didn't take the gift. So, you know, I mean, I have to, that's part of what I'm working on too. When somebody does something for me, I'm quick to get ready to dish the cash out, even if they tell me it's a gift. It's a favor. And then I think about how many favors I've done and I turn down money. And that's another thing that's got to stop because if, I'm messing her up by not accepting her gift, and then I'm taking from myself by pulling money out of my pocket that the woman's telling me that I didn't need to pay her. So that whole realm of stuff, I don't even know what I caused, would cause an effect from that. And I don't know what messages, I can only assume what messages I'm giving universe by doing that. See, so that lesson's going to keep coming back to me because I haven't mastered that plane. See, these lessons and these things that people are going through every day, we all have to understand that these things, if you notice how they keep coming back at you, they come back at you until you become proper with them. I mean, think about it. Think about every single thing that you're going through. Think about it.
You often sometimes feel that it takes you a long time to get that because I'm guilty of the same thing, and I'm more conscious of it now more than ever. You know, because just like once, I told you a couple of days ago, Keith and I were out,
right,
and we were doing some things, and we did, you know, we were snow plowing, and my uncle offered us $40, and he said, no. But then when we left,
y'all need
like,
the 40, man.
Said, I should have took that, and I was like, well, why didn't you just take it? And he was like, well, I was doing a favor. I don't want to do but you needed that, but you wouldn't take it. But I should have just reached over and took it, you know, and I was
and
like,
maybe that,
you know, I let him set the pace for something
for
that I could have.
But maybe
easily.
One of y'all need to step up because you know what that does? That
easily.
Hurts you. That hurts you in the long run. How many 40s do you turn down? Then how many 40s do you need now? I'm just saying, when the bill hits.
In a lifetime of things or gifts or things that you thought that
five,
were good.
And
maybe they come back on you and take something away from you just by not doing that exchange or something. Or you might cause something way down the line that you.
Well, see, now, but now do you see how we're looking at it? We're not looking at it one-dimensional now. And that's one thing that we have to do
and
as a people. We look
just
at
not
three-dimensional view. So think about it. Think
just
about
in
it.
That living in the things of shutting stuff down, certain people don't deserve you to do anything for. And that's in the same thing of the dynamic exchange. You might think that this person, oh, if I do this, they'll be a better person or something. And that's just a crock of shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, you analyze the things that you do because you can create a monster.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. See, here's what we got to understand as a people, as souls being human. We got to understand this right here, man. Everything, whether you're picking up a spoon, whether you're giving somebody a hug, whether you're wishing somebody a wonderful day, you are creating a rippling effect within the universe. I created a rippling effect by not taking that gift, period.
and I'm thinking too much on what somebody else needs instead of my needs. And that's the whole thing about it. And that lesson is going to keep coming. I'm thinking too much about this person over here. And if and going back to that, if they couldn't afford it, they wouldn't have said, Jim, it's a gift. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And that's holding other person responsible for what they say. If you go on somebody's driveway, dude, and that driveway is worth $50 to plow, and you say no, you keep doing them free gifts all night, you're not coming home with no money.
Exactly.
And that truck, that brand new truck, that brand new plow, all your equipment, all of that costs money. And them people wasn't looking at for no IOU note when you went up in there and put down that cash on that stuff either. They look for their dough. You're not walking out without that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fix a car, dude, and be looking at IOU later down the line. I done did that too much. Half payment down. That no, man, that ain't the kind of exchanges I want. You ain't going to GM dealership doing that. You're not going to no race factory doing that. They want their money paid in full. That's just the bottom line. And when we come with that situation, I think everybody will be much better off. But here's the ploy. And here's the whole statement. There are rippling effects from everything that we do. So we can take responsibility for that, then we can get ready for the next time around. You know what I mean? We can get ready for it. Not one-dimensional view. We're looking at things on a three-dimensional scale. That means if something happens, you get a flat tire. Don't get to be tripping and flipping. Change the freaking flat tire. Move on. Don't be pissed off for the whole day, but realize that flat tire could have saved your life a month from now. We don't know. But we're not going to be fearful, scared, tripping or flipping the whole nine yards. We just move in every day, every moment, move in, trying to absorb and take in every moment, every day, and give it our best. What did I say to you 3 days ago, man? No more days slipping. Every moment means something. Take advantage of every moment. No days go by without doing proper things in that day. No days wasted. No moments wasted. No situations wasted, no events wasted, none. They're not wasted when they come to you. You understand me? Just like this scenario that happened with my father earlier today. He lost the check. I said whether this I could do the radio show or not, I was going to help that man find his check because, you know, there was a cause, there was an affecting cause behind him losing it. Well, long story short, once he found the check, everything was fine, you know, but the whole point about it is that he did something to cause something. He didn't want to take responsibility for it. He wanted to blame it off on some other thing. Once I found the paperwork that he needed, he was like, yeah, I did put it there, of course. It's very simple. Let's take a peek at it. Let's break it down. Let's look at it. That's how I fix cars, man, and that's why I'm good at it. I don't look at it in one-dimensional. I look at it whether I'm walking into that wire loom, whether I'm walking into that component, I see myself in that component. Whether I'm working on a motor, I'm in a combustion chamber, I'm looking at a piston, I'm looking at cylinder events, I see myself in it. And in seeing myself in it, then I can fix it. But on the outside, looking in without willing to dig down and dig under the surface of it, what can I do? I can't do anything. And there's a lot of techs out there, not jumping the subject about what we're talking about, but the point being, there's a lot of techs out there that are looking at things on a surface view, and they're not great at their careers. I think from a doctor, from a surgeon, from a lawyer, you're great lawyers. Why are they great? They're great because they can read people. They're great because they can anticipate actions of people, actions of events. They can anticipate judges' reactions. They can anticipate a prosecution, cross-interrogating or whatever it might be.
Cross-examination.
Yeah, cross-examination. They're looking at all of that. And then at the same time, they're able to look around the corner of things where other people are looking at, oh, I just see a window. But I see a window, but I see movement. I see energy. I see light. I see light when it's darkness. I see that. A lot of people can't do that. And I think that's very important for us to do in studying the laws of attraction. It's not just like, well, let me just say that I want a car. Or let me just say that I want a motorcycle. Or let me just say I want a winter home. You know what I mean? It's more than that. It's following into certain processes. It's following into the purity of your heart. It's following into certain vibrational keys that you hit to have universe open up its doors to allow those things to rain down on you. That's a very important thing. Now, let me say this to you, too, and I'll repeat this last one that's very important for me, very important in my opinion. Millionaire's mindset. They have respect for others and will enlist help from others to ensure the success of the endeavor. Means ego doesn't get in the way. If they have to go hire help, get help, ask for help, successful people know how to do that. Think about everybody that have ever asked you for help, and they're good with it. Make you stop what you're doing to go help them out on their behalf. They're off the chain. They're salesmen. That's salesmanship, son. I mean, think about it. And then you do it, and you do it willingly. Now, if you do it willingly, that person probably hits you in a certain way that you feel good about them achieving their endeavor. Because I've done it, and people have done it multiple times for me, man. Come out the gate. What can I do, Jim? Stop what they're doing. Help me. They ain't looking for nothing in return but a thank you. Perfect. All because of how I act, how I vibrate. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know,
but
I don't know.
A lot of times people get that help. And, again, what I'm saying is that you have to be a good person to attract that kind of.
Well, you vibrate at a higher level is what you're doing. You vibrate because people, that's what makes people go to you, Ken, because if you vibrate, see, if a person doesn't know how your heart is, but they know something tells me that person is good. Something tells me that person, you know, I got to support that person. Some people just don't know why they got to do it, but they're doing it. But are you conscious of yourself vibrating that high? You see what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know when you're up there. And you know when you're hanging down there a little low. You see what I'm saying? Not that hanging down there low is anything wrong with that. Sometimes we need a little lowness. sometimes we got to get rock gut low. Sometime, baby. Check this next one out. Regardless of the potential for the negative, even disastrous, result in a situation, they will always look for the possible positive outcome. And that's telling you something. Even when something looks disastrous, you instantly, and what did we say maybe a show ago, maybe two shows ago, to take the brunt out of what happens to you, immediately look for the solution, the answer, the cause. Immediately start looking for the 180 degree, because what did we talk about when we started talking about hermetics? For every situation that comes to a person, the 180 degree or the opposite of it comes. So that means for every problem, the answer comes with it too. For every answer, the problem comes with it too. That's the duality of how the universe operates. See, so when something hits you, you've got that scenario, that solution comes with whatever comes your way. I've seen it every time. There's not a time. That's a law that is solid, rock hard to the point. Period. If a person loses their house, they come there and kick them out of there, take their foreclose on their house, come there by the states, the sheriffs come, kick them out of their house. The answer for another house comes with that. Immediately comes with it. Universe ain't it immediately. That's the duality part of the universe. A lot of people can't grasp that. But if you think about anything that has ever happened to you, think about it. And that's for anybody out there. Anything that has happened to you, I guarantee you, man, I'll put my soul on the line, and I ain't saying that shit often, that answer comes with whatever comes your way. It comes with it. You have to have the right mindset to see it. You have to be sober. You understand me what I'm saying? That's sobriety. That life sobriety is what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about being drunk, and I'm talking about being your mind. You ain't got a nagging wife, a nagging husband, kids acting stupid, co-workers you don't know how to get off of you, you know, where you got to put affirmations. Cut that crap loose. Get away. Sit down. Find you a meditation room somewhere. If you got to drive a car, sit down at a park, Get by ocean somewhere. I don't
but
care.
Don't
if you
drive in the water.
Don't drive in the water. Hell no, don't do that shit. You can dive in there and swim and come back out, but don't dive in there. But the whole thing about it is to sit down and quiet yourself. Quiet your mind. It's coming. Regardless of the potential, they believe strongly in the necessity of commitment. Oh, my God. Not only to others, but to the project. That's heavy, baby. That means, guess what, son? Check it out. You don't care if you lose your family. You don't care if you lose your woman, your wife, your man. It doesn't make a difference. What are you committed to? And are you committed to see it to the end? That means blinders on, your foot to the flow, and if anybody else ain't on your program, they're your enemy, you're cutting them out the way, and you're going to see this to the end. How many people are like that? I'm like that. I can say that. I can speak that on myself. I'm like that. I will. When I get my mind set for something, son, and my eyebrows start to go up, it's a done deal, baby. It's a done deal. I lose whatever out there. Don't make a difference, man. Because if I got to go down that path, son, I got to go. And your most successful people out here, what are they committed to do? Regardless of the act, situation, or whatever the hustle may be, the one that is committed the most, the one that is willing not to take any shortcuts, the one that is willing to learn, the one that is willing to be willingly ready to master his endeavor, he will unmistakably win every single time. That man or woman will never lose. They'll never lose. They're willing to give it up. That man will look at that woman in the eye and say, you can walk out the door today. I will kick your ass to the curb. It don't make no difference. I got to go at this. You with me? Fine. You ain't with me? Get the hell out. Go somewhere. A woman, no more different. I'm not saying it just because I'm a man, but that goes for both ends. Because you get a lot of cutthroat shit. A woman will try to slow you down. A man will try to slow you down on a woman end. And I done seen it, man. I done seen it. He throws salt in your game. All that. I want more sugar in mine, myself. Let me counteract that salt. I want some blockers up. I want some walls up. I want whatever it takes to get up. But when I get committed, that's it, man. That's it. And if you either with me or you're not, I mean, that statement is universal no matter how you look at it. You see what I'm saying? Now, let me get to this last one, and then we'll jump on that. They do not engage in self-limiting thoughts. Here is your laws of attraction. I'll say it again. They do not engage in self-limiting thoughts. And instead of saying, I can't afford it, they will ask, how can I afford it? Very important, because the universe is listening in to every single word that you think, every single word that you say, and every act that you do is being watched. Every single thought, word, and action is being looked at. Period. That right there is very important. I hear that so often. I can't afford this. I'm on a budget. I can't do this. I'll never have this. You never will. I can't. How about changing those I never will to I will? You know what I mean? I did it. I did it. I did it myself. I did it. And it works.
Oh, I know for a fact it works. I mean, you can go, you can be so down. And just like you said, there's so many blockers out here, so many people that will keep you away from really what you want, but you have to be truly willing to give up a lot of stuff to get the things that you want. And if it hurts, then so be it. But really, think about that.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. But, and really, that's a whole nother level of shows and level of situations, too, because you know, one of the reasons why I went to the reflexologist was I was out of balance. And I was letting people say some things and get some things off where I didn't want to engage in that because I've got my mind set I don't need to deal with this. I'm just going to let this walk. I'll turn my back. Well, in doing that, I didn't feel good. My soul didn't feel good because the way I feel in the past, the way I felt years ago, was that if you got enough in your soul to come at me with some drama, then you got enough to take some, too. You got to get some back. That's a dynamic exchange, too. You know what I mean? That's a dynamic exchange. You got to know what's coming out your mouth and your actions, and you just can't do this and not expect nothing back. And me not engaging in that and just walking away, yes, I can say I gained some wisdom. Yes, I can say that. Yes, I can say that, you know, certain people would say, well, Jim, you know, that's a proper thing. You didn't engage with it. But in my heart, that wasn't proper. I needed to cut loose on some people, dude, right away. Don't you know, second chance. I'm not giving you no second. I'm not giving you no situation where you should have thought about it and I'll just let it go. No, you got to catch all of it, man. You got to catch it all. You understand me what I'm saying? You act a fool, then you got to get a fool. And that's how I say it. You know what I mean? And I really mean that. Somebody come to you acting that way, I think they need it back, too. That takes care of that. You know what I mean? Now, the whole thing about the other situation is if I mention the word money, if I mention the word finances, what immediately comes to your mind? Do you have a positive feel about it? Do you feel positive about money? Or do you feel that you never get enough? Or you feel that you never have enough? Those are very strong things that you got to make sure that your internal mindset is not blocking your abundance too. And majority of the time, excuse me, Big Daddy, that's what happens. We are our own enemy. We are our own blockers.
Well, do you feel like you have enough?
Hell no. I don't feel like I got enough. I'll put it to you like this. Making money and understanding that money is a life source, and I look at money as being a tool. I look at it where I can change it from the money aspect and say, you know what? I just need my toolbox full of tools. So with that, there's nothing for me to inquire more wrenches, more tools, more diagnostic equipment. So I look at money the same way. That's why I can make money, because I look at money that way. I don't look at money as saying, oh, man, you know, blah, 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 blah. You hear people talking. That person talking down on money has no knowledge of money, and they don't have any money. Excuse my language, but they don't have any money. You know, it's like a person saying, you know, I don't need any money. To me, myself, that's a dumb ass. That's a man don't want nothing. For you to say that, I don't need no money? What kind of fool would say I don't need? That's a man that either don't know he can make any money, can't make no money, or he dead broke. That's crazy. Because, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, for a person, to me, that's a personal opinion. And I don't care. If you sit there and speak that crap, if a man sit there and speak that crap to his woman, that's really...
Well, my opinion, Big Daddy, I've never had enough. And I always, I thrust to get some.
That's what I'm saying.
That I want to do.
Right.
But in that same thrust, I won't let it overcome me or fuck up anybody else's.
Well, you're not going to make improper decisions about how you get your money.
Ways, you know, by trying to get the money, and that's what I meant by asking you do you feel like you had enough? And no, I haven't had enough.
No.
I don't think I'll ever get enough, and I'm always going to be going at it because it is a life source.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but see, me, I don't agree with your second part of the statement, is that I know that I will have enough. See, that's the careful thing that I put in. I know that I'll have enough. Those are the things you got to be careful with when you say that I will never. That's very important. Universe looks at never. You don't want to have never. You want to erase never out and put it in and see yourself. Every object, every material thing, every car, every trip, every scenario, every person I've ever met, I've always visualized myself with it. I can taste it, feel it, smell it, touch it, hear it. The whole nine yards. I set myself like that. Once I do that, I only ask one time. I don't ask five and six times. It doesn't mean that I don't have the object or the thing or the scenario or situation in front of my mindset every day. I have it every day. If I have to go get pictures, if I have to go get pictorials, if I have to go get a collage made, it doesn't make a difference. I put it there. If I got to go get magazines with a car that I want or a trip that I want to take, or a vacation, or a cruise, or whatever it might be. I keep my mind set on that. I keep pictures. I keep magazines in the car. I keep magazines in the bathroom. I keep them in the bedroom. I keep them in the kitchen. I don't make a difference what it is. I keep them around me because that's going to tell my and get my subconscious ready to make actions, to make that connection with the universe, with infinite intelligence through my subconscious mind. Once I have told with emotion, my subconscious